And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Welcome to the BFM Studios, Ryan.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you happy with the way that John pronounced your name there, Ryan? Ryan.
I prefer a hard N, but okay. You know,
a hard N.
Shut it off.
What did I say?
You just drifted Ryan. Off. You like follow through. It's more of a golf swing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right, I'll keep that in
that.
Mind. with this afternoon on Cocktail Corner. We're talking Southern Comfort, which is a name that I know well.
Yes.
But I just realized I had not ever consciously registered what the bottle looks like. So you've come in this afternoon with a brand new bottle of Southern Comfort, established 1874.
Back in the day, y'all.
From New Orleans.
That's the one.
Is it New Orleans?
It's New Orleans.
I didn't know.
Comes out of good old Louisiana.
Very nice. And Southern, I guess. Do your math, Cam.
And what the heck is it? What is Southern Comfort?
Southern Comfort is... Okay. Well, funny you ask.
Start at the beginning.
Southern Comfort is an American whiskey. So it's not bourbon, because bourbon has a whole bunch of specific rules that you have to follow. Southern Comfort kind of breaks a couple of those.
Okay.
But it's in the same vein. Delicious.
So Southern Comfort's somewhat of a maverick renegade.
It is. It was...
Here we go. It
John's says, reading. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
In 1874,
M.W.
Heron took harsh whiskies of the time. You know, it's the olden days. Of course they're going to be
it
harsh.
Was, and they were
gross.
Harsh.
The olden days.
The olden days.
They were harsh.
Gross.
Yeah.
And mix them with his own blend of fruit and spices to create a whiskey that could be enjoyed comfortably. Since then, Southern Comfort has been spreading the soulful and vibrant spirit of... Do you guys want to give me a New Orleans or whatever you just said?
New Orleans.
Okay, there we go.
That's the thing, like the name Southern Comfort, it just sounds like a hug from like a big Creole woman, you know? It just sounds great.
It sounds like though there was probably a lot of rank whiskey lying around as well. And they're like, we need to make this taste good. Chuck some spice in there.
And that's the thing.
Sprinkle some spice on it.
Got any spice?
His favorite chat was when he created it, not genuine, but mine. So he knows he didn't make the base spirit, but he's made it his own and he ran with it.
Kappa.
All right. Oh, turn my mic on. All right. So what you've come in with a
beautiful
a
little copper
cup.
So let's talk about these for a second.
All right.
Sorry,
so,
one more time. Oh, gassed it off. Wait, I think you need to hold it at the handles.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan.
Someone's an expert at clapping copper mugs here.
Yeah, it's a better result.
Yeah, it's slightly brighter ring.
So what we're having today is going to be a Southern Mule, and you can't make a mule, really, without these fancy-ass little copper mugs. You can, but you know it's done the proper way.
What grade copper? Are they quite thick, actually?
Yeah, like they'll last you a little while, you know. So the story goes how the mule was invented was a Russian immigrant. Pretty much, he moved to the States with 200 copper mugs to a name. That was it.
Oh.
And that was where the drink was formed. He went into bars, sold them to bars, and they made a cocktail, which is basically the Moscow Mule. And we've made a riff on that, and that's where it all started.
Okey-doke, I'm a little an Irishman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to talk us through it. Talk us through it. Like, give us some measurements. Chuck it in.
Make a drink, John. Is that
what is that what you're trying to get at?
Is mule cool. Just a built drink in a cup?
It is 100%. And that's why it's probably one of the ideal drinks for summer, because you don't need to be a mixologist.
You just bought mint with you as well.
Exactly.
Mint,
I bought you guys a flower.
Like, that's summer herb. Right
exactly.
There.
Yeah. This is a built drink. So it's only a handful of ingredients. You can whack it out almost anywhere. And it is delicious. So I guess we might as well crack on, shall we?
Yes, for sure. First, putting ice in your cup.
Yeah. Fill your copper mugs with ice.
I can't wait till we get to this ginger beer. It looks fancy.
It is good.
What is it?
Fentimans. Yeah. So they got a whole range. But
what
this
kind of dog is that? Is that a border collie?
Oh,
no, it's a police dog on the top there.
What have we got here?
Can you tell me once more what sort of ice machine you have got at Hancock's?
Oh,
it's Japanese,
yes,
though, right?
Harajaki?
Vintage.
Well, I'm going to get back and someone's going to tell me if I get the name wrong. But
is it modern or is it classic?
It's seen a few days. It's been there for a little while, but it's still
where
optimum.
Do the Japanese stand on ice machine making? Is it quite?
They're
top notch.
Number
one. They don't
exactly.
Muck around,
no, they don't. Anything. If you want to get ice made, go to Japan.
Okay.
Someone dreams.
Sorry.
Of ice machine.
All right. As I digress. So we start off with a brand new bottle of Southern Comfort. Let's see if I can get a nice crack for you. No.
Okay, well, happy 20-something, everyone.
Can't even get the lid off.
Shit, this is live TV as well.
This might be a home job.
The childproof one.
Oh, he's got the knife out. I can't look. Does I'm not looking. I've turned the music up. Careful. Oh, God, sweet baby.
There we go.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
I need tech support.
Is this one of these? Do you need to give it to John? Like. John's got these crazy hands that are pretty freaky.
Oh, there we go. We've got it. We've got it.
What did you do, though?
It's the old...
You jimmied it open with a knife.
Yeah. There we go.
There's the pump.
All right, perfect. So now that you finally get into your bottle, that is probably the hardest part of this drink, so don't worry. So we've got 45 mils of your Southern Comfort.
Okay, 45 mil.
I have just spotted in the horizon some limes as well.
The old Freeport. This is we're in casual we are in summer territory right now.
This is how
are you left-handed?
By fault, yes. No, I am right-handed, but it seems everything I do with a drink is in my left hand.
I was about to say that Freeport is even more risky.
It's just the way it goes.
Okay.
Yes. So you get some of that. You get.
Can I just have a whiff of this Southern Comfort?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Familiarize yourself.
And so
John.
What you realize is a whiskey. It's quite sweet, and that is because of all the.
Spice
and the ingredients that go into it. It's a pretty tightly closed.
Because it's definitely still whiskey. It's not as sweet. It does say liqueur on the front. It still smells like a whiskey.
Which was the style at the time.
Exactly that. And it's like an intro. You can sip on that quite nicely and it's not going to burn your throat.
It smells
throat.
Like what I remember actually.
Yeah.
I was young.
I've had many a good time on that.
Okay, oh, you've brought in some limes? That's a big-looking lime you got there.
I think once I partied quite hard with some LMP and some Southern Comfort.
Yeah, that's the classic duo for New Zealand. It really is.
Yeah. But you've brought some extra fancy ginger beer and some limes. You're cutting up limes. Did you purchase these limes today?
I actually had to do a trade for these limes.
What was the barter card price on some limes?
I had to trade my firstborn, so sorry, Wolfgang.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's expensive.
Sorry, Wolfie, but I've had to trade you for some limes.
Sorry, little kid. See ya.
So yeah, they're still as expensive as ever.
So this is like a quarter of a lime.
Yeah, so get one lime and cut it into about four pieces.
You're kind of doubling down though, because I'm spotting that ginger beer has muddled lime in it.
It does, but this will give you the proper like citrusy kick lime. You know, like
analog lime
on the side of your tongue.
So we've got filled the mug with ice. We've put 45 ml Southern Comfort in, and then you would just squeeze the fresh quarter of lime into every mug.
Yeah, just hand squeeze that in.
We're making a drink.
Exactly, we're all friends here.
Hey, I'm just liking this process. This is easy. This is a good one for John Boy.
Except the copper cut bit. You have to go to Briscoe's for that business.
Exactly. If you want to do it properly, you got to do it that way.
Now we've got some Fentimans.
So we've got, good old Fentimans here. We're using the ginger beer and muddled lime.
F-E-N-T-I. Fentimans.
Spicy.
Established when? Is it like a 1905. Been around.
It is.
Where is that from, John? Are you on the back yet? You usually read the labels.
It says Moscow on the front, but on the back it has come all the way from Northumberland.
Bingo.
Northumberland.
Someone will be like, oh, that's my team. Northumberland's my team. Let's go, King Metal.
Oh, it's suitable for vegans as well.
I'm sick of drinks doing this. It's like, what else is supposed to be in a drink that's not...
Includes vegan. Herbal... Wait. Includes herbal infusions, speedwell, juniper, and yarrow.
Mmm, you make it sound so good.
And all of them have a wiki link. Like, what is that shit?
Okay, all right. Okay, so how much are you checking in?
So this bit is, there's no real top measurement. If you fill your mug with ice, you should have enough room left for the right amount of ginger beer. That's going to be a good ratio.
Okay.
So pretty much just fill it to about a finger's height at the end of your cup.
He's not putting his finger in there, everyone. He's just saying.
So like that would be the height like left. You know what I mean?
Cool.
A fat finger. And then... You get your good old friend Mr. Mint here.
The mint. I've actually just planted a mint like that at my house and it's gone absolutely crazy. And I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, man.
I've actually got mint growing in my lawn at the moment. I run over it with the lawnmower. It comes back.
It's great.
Oh, that would smell great though when you do that as
you
well.
Can't kill it. It's wonderful.
I love it when it goes purple.
You want to give your mint a good slap. You've got to get that.
Oh, there we go. There's some mint flying.
Throw it around the studio also.
Oh, it does smell good, though.
Exactly, and that's what you want. You want that aroma. You can't...
Well, apparently Northumberland don't have a team. Exclamation point. Okay, sorry, I feel like I maybe brought up some stuff there. So is there, like, what's the division outside all the divisions when you're not in any division at all?
There must be sport.
League One.
It's called I'll Meet You Down the Park on Saturday.
Go to the pub and play some darts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me what... So you need to tell me what Northumberland does have, please.
Yeah.
Rugby?
So then you
whacking
a big fat head of mince brig.
It is a good looking little drink.
Yeah, you should be able to smell it. You'll be able to see the lime poking out the front, and that is it. It's literally those ingredients.
Fuck, that mince smells good. That smells good, actually. John,
take a little photo. Big Hungry, you can model this drink if you want, if you will.
Okay, well.
Just comb your hair quickly, would you?
I don't think we've ever done that in my life. In my puny little life.
Jin, do you want to have a little sip on this one?
You gotta get in there.
Welcome back, Jin. Welcome back, mate.
Jin is back as well. Jin's been in New York. Oh, no, I don't want to send a photo. I want to take a photo.
Do you want my long fingernails hand?
Jin, do you want to come around as well? Everyone can get up in this group.
Jin's got his hand on my back, and I'm okay with it.
All right, guys. Sorry, the meeting your photo on the radio.
That was good. That was great.
That was
Thanks for hanging in there, listeners.
Okay, sweet.
That ginger beer is complex.
Yeah, man.
It's good.
So this is the perfect summer drink, man. You can crush it anywhere. It's refreshing. It's easy.
It's tennis. Poolside.
It 100% is, right?
Yes.
You've got to rate. You have to rate yourself.
What's the one on the horse?
That's Polo. Try the drink you made.
Polo, lacrosse, all those.
Smells great. I think that's the mint coming through there.
Exactly.
Yeah, mint.
It's better.
It does. It just keeps on going.
Oh, it's really dry.
Yeah, so that's the
it's
ginger beer.
It's really, really dry. Which I like.
Okay, well, it's good. Noted.
This is a banger.
It's hot out there as well, and I'm thinking about outside now.
Exactly.
Because I was thinking, Southern Comfort, kind of slightly sweeter, but this is dry as anything.
And that's the thing, that's like, it's perfect with the ginger beer. It's got that bit of a spice, bit of kick. Southern Comfort itself, yeah, it can be a little bit sweet, but God, does it work.
Oh, yeah,
Southern Comfort's kind of... It's the more playful of the whiskers, isn't it?
It is, 100%.
You've come in strong for the win here, right?
You know, I'm not here to mess around.
This is all Freeport as well, so proof that you can make an outstanding drink.
Presentation.
At home, and presentation.
Big ups, Hancocks. Big ups, Ryan. Thank you very much, mate.
Hey, thank you. If people do want to pick up some Southern Comfort...
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. You'd be hard-pressed not to find it.
What about this Fentimans?
Fentimans is also around a lot. It's probably a bit more in your specialty stores, but you get it in your liquor stores, you can get it. It's all over the place. It's in a lot more bars on
premise
now
as well. Could
I just
get some Bundaberg and chuck some Five Spice in it?
You can. Like I said, it's not a Hancock's product, so I don't know. But it's all depends on what you like in your ginger beer, right? You can get some a bit more sweet. You can get some real spicy.
Don't make it with something else and then come back at us and say that it didn't taste
exactly,
good.
Exactly, right?
That's what Ryan's saying.
I'm giving you the best recipe. If you go out on your own and you hurt yourself, that's on you.
You don't have to buy... You technically wouldn't have to buy limes because limes are expensive. You could not have the real lime in here and the Fentimans would take care of that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you haven't got a firstborn to trade for your limes, then you can do without.
Shout out, Wolfie. What's up, Dan? Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Not a problem, boys.
Hey, thank you very much.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.